Well, a 26-23 overtime win, just what the doctor ordered for the Lions and their fans. And Philadelphia, not an easy place to win. As always, very happy that Coach Schwartz gives us some time on Mondays. And wow, would we have been saying different things had you not won the game? A win really cures everything else in the NFL, doesn't it?
Well, every game's close in the NFL, and every week is going to be a battle. And you just need to make a few more plays than the opposing team. A couple weeks ago, we didn't do that. We had chances, didn't do it. This game, we did. We made the field goal that counted. We got the third down stop that counted. Made a couple turnovers that counted.
This is definitely going to be a positive chat because of the win, but I want to get the negative stuff out of the way first. Give me your thoughts on what's at times seemed undisciplined play. You get out of the game with 16 penalties. What's your reaction to that?
You know, you're playing on the road. It's tough. You can say undisciplined all you want. We didn't have anybody thrown out of the game.
Good point. The Eagles did, so that is a good point for you to bring up.
You know, we don't want to have penalties. You know, and penalties make it tough to overcome, particularly the ones before the snap after the whistle. But their fans were loud. Their fans were making it difficult on us. The referees were calling the line of scrimmage very closely as far as any kind of movement. And the stuff that happened within the play, you know, a couple pass interference calls and a couple holding calls, I mean, they can go either way.
I heard you say today the offensive line, best game of the year so far. They kept that play alive for Matthew to do what he needed to do, particularly down the stretch when you were rallying.
Yeah, I mean, we had a hard time getting our offense going early. We weren't converting third downs. Philadelphia's a very, very good defense and a good third down team with a good pass rush. You know, Matt Stafford took zero sacks and 45 pass attempts. Had to move a little bit, made some big plays doing it. Our offense also rushed for 5 yards a carry.
You score a touchdown, you get within three. From that point, your defense gets on the field twice. In both instances, three and out. An amazing effort from them down the stretch when they knew they had to get on the field and get off the field.
Yeah, you know, three and outs have been a bit of a problem for us this year. We had six in the first four games. I think we had six in this game, including the first two series of the game and the last two series of the game. And that's a big attitude thing on defense. Go out there and be aggressive and get a three and out. Get the ball back for your offense. We were able to score early with it and then able to score late. It's something you always want to do, but I think there's a lot of attitude to taking the field and getting a three and out. It carries over to the special teams and it carries over to the offense. When they get that ball back, they're going to be more aggressive as a result.
Well, over the next 10 days, you're going to be right in the thick of it again. What an amazing stretch here for Detroit sports fans, and you're going to be on the main stage on Monday night in Chicago. Does it get any better than these next 10 days when you know how excited the fans are going to be?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, but it was a lot of fun yesterday. We were in a hostile environment. Philadelphia is a very difficult place to play, a tough team, a team that's used to playing close games. There was an intensity to the sideline. There was a good vibe in our locker room before. Guys stuck together. It was a good team win. We're going to need to do the same thing when you go to Soldier Field on a Monday night. I mean, it's going to be the same kind of environment. It's going to be a tough place to play. We have to band together as a team and play good team ball. You know, defense gives up a play, the offense goes out and gets it right back. The offense is struggling, the defense is holding us in the games.
Good stuff. As always, we appreciate the time. A critical game, you got it done. You did something the Lions have not done since 1986, and that's winning Philadelphia. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, thanks, Tom.